time for Psychologically Speaking. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, a great mood, Tony. This is kind of remarkably warm weather, and it's always enjoyable to get a little of these almost spring thaws, particularly when you're in the end of January. Very good. I like it.
Last week, I received an email from Martha from Lansing, and it reads as follows, Dr. Braccio.
Okay.
Tony, hearing about the scandal at Penn State has led me to think about old wounds. I don't think about being molested as a 10-year-old. How do we know we are healed and okay?
You're asking me to respond. Well, I think every person is totally different, Tony. I think that some people, when it happens, they're able to put it in perspective early. They're able to put it in perspective that they were abused by somebody who was treating them poorly, that they were not the ones to feel guilt and feel bad about this. Okay, that's when a person's able to do that and move forward in life and not allow the past to destroy the present and the future, then they have moved forward. I don't know if anyone's ever fully healed from really abusive situations, particularly when they're sexually abused and taken advantage of when they're young. Unfortunately, many people can never get to that point. And I'm going to use the word never, because some, it tortures and ruins their life, and they feel that they were an accomplice, they were part of it, that they didn't do all the things they were supposed to do. Others cannot forgive family members that let this go or should have known and didn't do things. Not that we ought to be forgiving people, but it's such a complex thing. And also some parents, some relatives, some friends don't want to admit it either, because once they admit they were a party to something, then all of a sudden they have to deal with it. So I have found when a person's sexually abused, it can be very difficult for many different reasons to get over it. But when the person doesn't accept guilt for someone they were abused as a child, when they're able to move forward, when they're able to put things in that type of perspective, when they're able through spiritual, through secular, call it whatever you will, develop their good self-esteem, love and care for themselves, put things in perspective and not allow that to hurt their future relationships, say, you know, in terms of a marriage. It can be a man or woman being abused, we'll say the woman a moment, that they're able to have a good sexual, a good communicative, and a good trusting relationship with a member of the opposite sex. Able to do that and not let the abuse that took place when they were young ruin the present. And Tony, that's a hard thing for people to do, but if you're able to do those things, then you're moving forward and things are positive.
Dr. Braccio, I don't think about it much anymore, but I was in the home of a very physically abusive stepfather, and I remember I had a hard time getting over that. And I remember when I saw the movie Good Will Hunting, and there was a part in there where Robin Williams, the actor who was playing a psychologist, was telling the title character that it's not your fault, it's not your fault. And the kid had a lot of problem hearing that, and he ended up breaking down and crying. But that really hit home to me, and it helped me to get over that situation. Is that something that you try to communicate
sure.
to victims?
Always. That's very critical, that the person not accept blame, like when they're 9, that somebody was sexually molesting them, or 10 or 12, whatever it might be. They have to say, it wasn't your fault. You were taken advantage of. Somebody was with you at a vulnerable time in your life, and they took advantage of you and did wrong to you. So it's not for you to be feeling guilt. But, Tony, you know, I'll tell you what's amazing, how hard it is for rational, reasonable people to not somehow feel guilt and feel bad things for themselves, even though they were the person abused. So it's easier said than done. But, yes, that is really very critical, that the person not be feeling guilt, because sometimes the person will have been taking beatings to maintain more order in the home so someone else doesn't get beat up or doesn't have this happen, but they will still be taking blame for getting beat up, or if the person, they will actually feel bad they got the person mad who abused them. Now, these almost seem irrational when you're saying it, but it happens, and I see it all the time in my work, and you'll find people in my work or pastoral priests will run into the same type of guilt when people have trouble saying, it's not my fault. But we have to reiterate over and over again with persons, it wasn't your fault. You were not the reason. It was the other abusive person. Now, Tony, let me ask you, have you been able to get over that with yourself? Because you mentioned it really bothered you a lot.
Yeah, I tell you, watching that movie, I was like a baby, because when I watched that, I thought, wow, it really wasn't. I was just this little dude, you know, and I didn't have much control of the situation. My mother made a bad choice. Yeah, but after that, and I had some bitterness, but after, you know, with that individual, as a matter of fact, Dr. Brockjoe, I can remember couldn't wait until I got bigger than him, because I was going to break him off a little something. And when I got bigger than him, I got to the point where I could do that. It kind of, I saw this movie, and then I saw this man kind of get old, and I don't know, it just didn't matter, and I lost the bitterness, and I let it go.
Well, Tony, if you can do that, and you have, I applaud you, as would everybody in the theater if they had watched the circumstances with you. But you're right, when you see these people in the real life, they're really pathetic people, people that abuse sexually, physically, the bickering, the battering, the verbal abuse. Those are really little people that need to find people to take advantage of, because they can't deal in the real world on an equal level with other people. And as we grow older and we see this, they really become sad, pathetic people. It's really sad. And I'm glad that you could see that, because I've also seen people that get even. They will get up and beat the person up or do some bad thing to them. And unfortunately, sometimes they get in trouble for that. But I always say violence begets violence, and if you start using those same patterns with someone else, then it leads you into the same problem that that person had with you.
All right, Dr. John Braccio is with the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. I've got more questions for you, but we're running out of time. I'll save them for next week. John, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Nice talking to you.